This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, love to hear from you about whatever it is that's on your mind. We're posting the poem that was a eulogy for my friend. Several people have requested it. I had, with a little bit of deep breathing and the fingernails into my palm, read it. I guess on Friday, and a number of people have requested it since, so it's on the Facebook page, and if it's a comfort to you, that would be great. It was certainly a comfort to me, although it's hard to read. I mean, it's hard because it's very sentimental, to be quite honest, but I think that's kind of the point, that's how we celebrate the life of people. I will tell you kind of a silly story. I forgot to tell you, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, in case you were wondering. My phone number is 855-993-7569. Which is 855-99-DR-JOY, if you'd rather remember it that way. And if you should forget any of those, you could just go to Dr. Joy, which maybe is the easiest to remember, drjoy.com. And we have now, I think the website was always drjoy.com, but apparently if you Google Dr. Joy Brown last week, you went to a porn site. So I'm still trying to figure out if we gained or lost listeners. You know, we'll figure it out. But I think I just lost my complete train of thought. I was talking about the eulogy. Mm-hmm. I had something to add to that. That was, I'll figure it out. At any rate, 855-993-7569. Whatever it is, it's on your mind. I just had something I was going to tell you about that, but I'll remember it sooner or later. Today in history. Not a huge day in history, but it turns out the first batch of Coca-Cola was made on this day in 1886 in Atlanta. Secret formula. You know supposedly what Coca-Cola had in it?
Cocaine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the 7% solution about Sherlock Holmes was also cocaine. Cocaine was sort of widely viewed as kind of medicinal more than anything else. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to touch that with a stick. No, Joy. On this day in 1941, the North American Radio Broadcasting Agreement goes into effect at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I guess it's 3 o'clock. No, maybe it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. It just says 3 o'clock, but presumably if it's national, if we're 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it would be 1500. So I guess it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't say. Mm. Kind of careless if you're going to be broadcaster. You need to tell people AM or PM. We've had that problem where we've said to people, oh, yeah, we're going to be on. And they're figuring an Eastern, I'm figuring a Pacific. So I always write down Eastern. And I've actually had emails that I can show them that say, no, we designated that. We're careful about that. We're broadcasters. We have to be on time. And they say, oh, yeah, I didn't read that. Oh, well. Yeah, okay. Fair enough. In 1961, the 23rd Amendment to the United States Constitution, did you know what that was without peeking, Jake?
Nope.
I didn't either.
No.
It allows residents of Washington, D.C. to vote in presidential elections. Think about that. Think about living in the Capitol and not being able to vote.
Yeah, I wondered about that. I was like...
Yeah. Hmm. I'll send that to my daughter so she makes sure to vote. In 1973, the last United States combat soldier left Vietnam. That was a mess. There's
Yeah.
A documentary about that, I think called the Last Days in Vietnam. I think that was The Last Days in Hanoi. It was something, and it's heartbreaking, that basically it turns out being an ally to the United States at that particular time was not very good for your health, which is too bad. You know, it's like a lot of things. They're easy to get into and hard to get out of. Kind of the divorce, the marriage school of life, right? Mm. Easy to get into, hard to get out of. Putting somebody on life support, easy to do, hard to get out of. Wars, easy to get into, hard to get out of. In 1974 on this day, Mariner 10 became the first space probe to fly by Mercury. Dum, dum, dum. 2004, the Republic of Ireland becomes the first country in the world to ban smoking in all workplaces, including bars and restaurants. We didn't do it till much later than that.
Yeah. Pretty funny to think about that.
Well, that's it. I mean, one of the reasons I love Day in History is it sort of gives us kind of a lesson in humility, because we think of ourselves as being a very progressive country, and in some ways we are. But it depends who you compare us with. I mean, we were not the first to outlaw slavery by a long shot, by years, by decades. We're not the first to get rid of smoking. We're not the first to okay gay marriage. We're not the first to let women vote.
Yeah.
Certainly not the first to have a non-white male president.
Yep.
On this day in 2014, the first same-sex marriages in England and Wales are performed. So that was even a year ahead of us there. There you go. And again, it depends on what state you're on in that particular issue. Well, we've got a teachers' union walkout planned. How can they do it after vacation?
Good call.
They're not dumb, huh? Apparently they found a Siberian unicorn. For all those little girls who've been having their little unicorn dolls, that would be great news.
Kind of looks more like a rhino to me, though.
Well, it doesn't look warm and fuzzy, but it does look like it has one horn.
Yep.
It says it looks like it was fatter, furrier, and more a rhino than a stallion. It did have a huge horn. But a rhinoceros has a huge horn.
Mm-hmm.
This real unicorn, or Elasmotherium sibirico, was originally thought to have gone extinct 350,000 years ago, but they found one that was a mere 29,000 years ago. That's a huge difference, huge discrepancy. 29,000 years ago is not very long.
Yeah.
Said real unicorn's not so pretty. Well, it depends. To his mom, I'm sure he was adorable. There you go. They're trying to figure out how it survived so long. They said the rhino had preserved the longest in comparison with the rest of the range. They're hoping helping them understand what environmental factors played a part in the eventual extinction and what role migration may have played in its survival. They think that this information may become useful considering our current climate change situation. They're saying 2 degrees one way or the other can make a huge difference in all sorts of things. So, think about the human body, which is obviously a small ecosystem, but a difference of, 5 degrees can be life-threatening. Either direction. Right? So you're talking about, and the body temperature of the human being, which, 98.6. So 5 degrees either way, you'll die, or you're certainly at risk for dying. And so we're talking, and the overall temperature of the Earth is significantly lower than that. So talking about a very small differentiation can make a huge difference. So something to keep in mind. all right, so this, I don't know why this is a headline. I actually covered this yesterday. The Batman v Superman, I love that. Dawn of Justice lands a record opening for such a poorly reviewed movie. That's not the issue. The issue is not that it was poorly reviewed. The issue is that it was a March movie. It's the largest March opening any time. And, I mean, I didn't love it. I think I gave it 3 or 3.5 stars. But I said, you know, first of all, it's too long. It's 2 hours and 37 minutes. Second of all, it's very noisy. It's very violent. The music score is much too loud. We're not allowed to give away any plot details, but the first hour you can't figure out what's going on anyway. But I really liked part of it. I liked the sort of philosophical view of why would two superheroes face off against each other? Why would they have a smackdown? And I think that's an interesting question. And the movie, I think, does a terrific job of looking at that. I'm not telling you anything more than that, because there are probably 4 of you that have. Did you see the movie?
Nope.
Do you go to see stuff like that?
I'm not a huge superhero movie guy.
Are you a huge movie fan?
I love movies, yeah.
All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Always a good time to call me. At the beginning of an hour is better than the last 5 minutes of an hour. Just because I'll have a little more time with you. I thought we would do, I was actually tempted to do guilty pleasures, but I thought doing them on Good Friday was not a very good idea. So we decided not to do that on Friday and sort of let all the sort of, we talked a little bit about Easter egg hunts and and Easter yesterday. So today is our guilty pleasure day. Do you have a guilty pleasure, Jake, that you can talk about on the air?
I don't know. Not really. Maybe just bad food.
Like, well,
I'm a pretty healthy eater, so I get guilty over not too much chocolate.
So chocolate's your guilty pleasure?
Yeah, pretty much. I would say.
Right. I don't view chocolate as particularly guilty, mostly because it has some food value.
Yeah, but I agree.
Yeah, you're probably right. Depends how much you eat. I've actually cut down way on. And what I do is I keep semi-sweet chocolate chips around the house. I put them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that they're there.
Right.
And so I can take like a little tiny handful and feel like I'm being, if not at least virtuous, at least I'm not overdosing. And I figure there's not it's a lot less calories and a lot less harm, I assume, on my hips than a candy bar. But now my guilty pleasure is probably Freecell. I've decided that's my calming kind of thing when I just need to kind of chill when I get stuck on a subway or, when I'm feeling agitated. That's kind of my new default thing, to just play Freecell for a little while, because there's kind of almost a zen to it for me. You have to think a little bit, but it's kind of like Sudoku, except you don't need a paper and pencil. I suppose you could do Sudoku online too. I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Yeah.
But Freecell, and somehow when it says "you win," and it has all those little cards doing little fancy tricks. So that's my guilty pleasure. I think guilty pleasures. The thing is, if they're going to stay both pleasurable and guilty, I think you have to change them up every once in a while. If you get equilibrated to your Well, I know maybe what I was going to talk about. My mother's got a big birthday coming up in June, and so one of my sibs decided that we should all do a limerick, which is causing great, great frustration in the family. And I actually thought about asking listeners to do limericks, but so many of them, you know, a limerick is 99669 in terms of the beat. It's da na 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 na. You know, that's just what limericks are.
Mm-hmm.
But so many of them are off color, I kind of hesitate to do it. I don't know. Maybe we could do it. You know what we could do up, which would maybe be better? Because I put up my friend, the eulogy that someone did for my friend, maybe we could put that, tell me your favorite eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, maybe that would be nice. Because by definition, eulogies are... They're the one from Oklahoma, "Poor Judd is dead." you never speak ill of the dead. So the eulogies tend to be pretty flowery and positive. This one wasn't really a eulogy about a person as much as that we really do, the way that any of us achieve immortality is the thoughts of people who remember us and the hearts of people who loved us. And this was just a nice kind of... gentle reminder of that, because you know the sadness that we have at someone's death is really for us, not for them. They're beyond pain, presumably, at that moment. And whether regardless of what you believe happens after death, that presumably for most it's, you know, they're beyond pain. And so for those of us who are weeping, it's because we're going to miss them, which is a legitimate way, I think, for human beings to view one another. We are very social creatures. And we're emotional creatures as well. So then we'll put up the most profound eulogy you'd ever read or said or written or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, but I thought today we'd talk about guilty pleasures. Let's see what our Facebookers have gotten for guilty pleasures.
All right. First up, we got Debbie. She says, potato chips. Crispy and salty goodness, or should I say badness?
Yeah, and you know, every once in a while I've noticed, I really have, for most of my life, stayed very far away from potato chips, because they're terrible for you. I mean, you take a perfectly good potato, right, which is 70 calories,
right,
and then you chop it up, and you put it in grease, and then you put it in salt, And granted, it's crunchier, but you've taken something that's basically, what, about 70 calories and transformed it into something that's about 500 calories.
Right, yeah.
It is delicious. But they now make baked potato chips.
Mm-hmm, yep.
They don't have as much fat in them. They're still, it's not, if you're going to eat a potato, that's not the way to eat potatoes. But, and now, like, grocery stores have, like, they're on sale all the time. So I bought my first bag of potato chips probably ever in my whole life. So I now have to stay away from them. But I agree, there's something. And I think the world divides very quickly, too, into people who have a sweet tooth and people who have a salty tooth.
Yeah, you know, now that I think of it, I might be more on the potato chip side as my guilty pleasure.
Aha! We're discovering.
Yeah.
Well, and they actually make potato chips that are either low salt or no salt. And those are really good. I have problems with salt.
Mm.
I don't like salt.
Oh, see,
so
the
baked ones that have no salt on them or low salt are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And they also taste stringy like potatoes.
Yeah.
As opposed to the regular chips.
Right.
All right, so potato chips.
Yep.
Fair enough. All right,
so
what else?
When did you buy your first bag of potato chips?
Maybe about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago.
What?
I know, for the first time in my whole life. I mean, I've eaten potato chips.
Right.
But I've never bought a bag of potato chips.
That's pretty cool.
Well, because I just know, and when you go to the store, like, you know, you get, I don't know, maybe Subway offers you carrots or potato chips.
Right.
I always get carrots. I'm always tempted, but I always get carrots. But if somebody's sitting there with, and like some places have potato chips with the skin still on them,
mm-hmm.
and things like sweet potato chips.
Right. Yep.
Which are supposedly better for you, but I don't know that they are that much better for you. I mean, they're still fried and salted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I do like sweet potatoes.
I fry sweet potatoes in avocado oil. I've heard avocado oil doesn't oxidize at a
high temperature
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Doesn't it's not as bad supposedly. I don't know.
Do the potato chips taste like avocado?
Well, they're more of like fried potatoes, like breakfast style. You know, I just cut them in cubes. But yeah, I mean, they taste really good. They're sweet and salty and delicious.
Well, when I was. Sort of having raising my champagne glass to Pat over the weekend, they brought me some sweet potato fries, which are very good.
Yeah, I love those. Yep.
Yeah, sweet potatoes. I don't know. Somehow you can convince yourself that you're not really poisoning your body, which of course you are. But nevertheless.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Well, hang on. We'll have to poison you in this segment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees, they keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Jessica, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Need your help on a question.
Okay.
I have been a stepmother for quite numerous amount of years, at least 12 years.
Okay.
I have two stepchildren, and I have one. My husband and I have a biological child on our own.
Okay.
I'm calling about my daughter. She is my stepdaughter. She is 20 years old.
Okay.
And I find, and for the most part, she's lived most of her life with me and my husband and had visited her mother on time, had left to go back and live with her mother when she was probably about 16. And it's been a very contentious relationship that she's had with her mother. Essentially, I find that as the years have passed by and she's probably learned where her mother's shortcomings are, I find that whenever there's a fight or an argument that with her mother, I don't have any communication. My husband and I don't have any communication with their mother. I find that she calls me to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to help her as best as I can, as much as I want to say the words that, you know, she's not a very nice person and those types. I find myself trying to do a lot of what you do, which is try to encourage her to speak to her mother to get clarity. A lot of what my stepdaughter hears is that we're bad people, we're awful people, and she has to hear all of the negative things. And she will quite frequently call me and tell me about, so example, last night she called me to tell me about a fight that she had with her mother, and it was around the fact that she's planning her 21st birthday party. She wanted to do something with us, myself, my husband, and her brother and sister. And then she spoke to her mother, and her mother said, you know, why are you doing that? You're always trying to please them, and they're awful people. They're not very nice, and you're always trying to do something they want you to do. What about me? I made all these plans for you. So I try to encourage her, but I find that I help her. It makes her feel better. But never any of the things that I advise her on or I suggest that maybe perhaps she do. She usually does do it. However, she doesn't seem to be able to take what I give her and use that, say, for the next time that there's an argument. So I will get a phone call every time there's an argument. It's usually probably once a month, if not sometimes twice a month, that she has a fallout with her mother. And it's generally her. She, like I said, she will listen to the advice. I always tell her to take the higher road and try to get some compromise. But there never seems to be any extrapolation of the skills that she maybe hears and learns from what I say from the previous.
Well, I think you're making an assumption that she's calling you because she doesn't know what to do. But what if there was another explanation for her call?
Okay.
Okay. First of all, how old is your biological daughter?
She's 10 years old.
Okay. Well, this is going to be the preview of coming attractions, because at some point, no matter how much we love our kids or how much we love our mom, there's that split. It's inevitable, and it's not much fun, but it's very necessary. Now, the stepdaughter's calling you is what, the younger of the two of your stepdaughters?
I have two stepchildren. She would be the middle child in our family.
That's what it sounded like. Okay? And understand that's you hear me all the time, pardon me, talk about family dynamics as being not the primary determinant, but certainly one of the determinants of our behavior. The oldest kid, by definition, gets to be the only child for a while, tends to be much more oriented to adults, tends to be kind of verbal, tends to work really hard because they have all those adults. They have parents and grandparents, and especially if they're the first grandchild, that they work for external praise, and they tend to be overachievers and whatever. Okay, then the second kid comes along, and the second kid can't be as smart just because they're younger. Even if they have more intellectual horsepower, they're still going to be at least a year or two younger, and so they're never going to be able to catch up intellectually, at least till adulthood. And especially if there's a baby, and in this particular situation, not only is there a baby, but there's a whole different family. So this kid has got her work cut out for her from how she sees it. She can't be as smart as their older sib, because she's just not as old. She can't be the cute, adorable little baby, even though she was for a while. That role was taken away from her. So what's left for her? Well, what's left for her is to be a great reader of human behavior. And also, not coincidentally, to be a pot stirrer. Because one of the ways you can really stir a pot is if you understand where people's buttons are. Pretty hard to press people's buttons if you're completely oblivious about other people. All you can do is rant and rave and hope that occasionally one of your rants strikes home. But if you're a middle child, you're going to be really good at reading the signals, which means that you can be really adept at pushing the buttons. Signals and buttons being more or less interchangeable. So you're working on the assumption that somehow when she calls me, first of all, there's a real problem, which we can look at in a minute. And second of all, that whatever I tell her I'm going to have to tell her again, because even though she'll take my advice and she'll tell me how smart I am and how much she loves me, that she's going to call with exactly the same problem or a very similar problem, to which the answer is basically the same again. Now, if we're working on the assumption that there should be a learning curve, you're going to be really frustrated. But there's a whole different way of looking at this, which is I get attention. That I know that Jessica will listen to me. I know that she'll take me seriously. I know what she's going to tell me, but I don't care. She'll spend time with me. She'll tell me what a wonderful person I am. She'll be patient with me. She'll listen to me. And that's golden. I mean, that's exactly what she's looking for. So the question then becomes, if you and I can at least look at or entertain the hypothesis that she's not calling for advice, she's calling for interaction, you have several choices. One is you can continue this and just sort of take a certain amount of glee in it. On your good days, on your bad days, you can say, what do you think I'm going to say? And she may, depending on her personality, she may say, well, I don't know. We're fine if that's the way you're going to be. So, I mean, it's not without penalty or without risk to sort of throw it back on her. But if we're working on the assumption that what she really wants is the interaction, and if you're getting tired of this, there are other things you can do to interact. You can say, for example, I'll tell you what, let's do some role playing. You be your mom and I'll be you. And that might be fun for you, just because it's something different. And it would also reassure you that she actually knows what she's doing, because she's going to be able to figure out the role playing. You certainly have the option of saying, look, I've told you that before. Why are you calling me with the same problem? Which I wouldn't advise, because it's not going to make you feel any better, because she's going to get mad at you. So the question is, what's your tolerance for telling her the same thing over and over again? And once you realize it's not that she's forgetting, it's not that she's dismissing, it's just not her goal. So it may be, once you understand that, it may be more acceptable to have her ask the same damn question with you giving the same answer over and over again. If not, what you can do is say, I'll tell you what, let's get back to that in a minute. Tell me what else is going on in your life. In other words, you can engage her on something else so that you're giving her the model that says, I will pay attention to you. I will spend time with you. I will listen to you. But it can be about something else, because she may feel that if she just calls up and says, oh, this guy isn't paying enough attention to me, or I don't know what color lipstick to wear, or, you know, I've got this corn on my foot, that you're going to say, right, honey, let me call you back. So she feels it has to be important enough, and she in her own rather immature mind, to be quite honest, because she's going to be younger than her years just because she's the middle child, is going to feel that somehow making you seem more important than her mother is a way of engaging you. And you can help her understand that you'll be engaged with other kinds of things just by guiding her into those areas and saying, you know, I just saw that Batman v Superman made all this money. Did you see it? Would you like to see it? What movies do you like? In other words, you can guide her into other areas, that this is an area that bores you. But it may irritate you a lot less once you realize that she's really not calling for your advice per se, because she knows. She's calling to engage you and to feel important.
So usually when she calls me, and we can be in touch with each other on, you know, regular, just by text message, but usually when I see the phone ringing, it's because she's just had a fight with her biological mother. And it's, I need to talk to somebody, and I need to tell you how frustrated I am, and she makes me so angry, and I can't stand her. And I also want to be able to say the right things to her if I am.
But I'll tell you what. When we come back, I'll be her. And you get to be you, and let's see if we can figure out a different way for you to respond, all right? You and I will do a little role-playing. Hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, Jessica, you know, I changed my mind. Instead of you being you and me being your daughter, you be your daughter and I'll be you. All right? So call up. So the phone rings and I say, what's her name?
Her name is, I'm going to use a different name.
You could make up a name. That's fine.
Let's say Lauren.
Okay. Hi, Lauren. What's up?
Okay. I just had a fight with my mom, and she makes me so mad. It's so frustrating.
Okay, kiddo, listen, I'll tell you what. I know that she drives you nuts. Tell me what specifically this was about, because maybe then I can help you with it.
Well, I told her today that for my birthday party, we're going to reshift things, and I want to go skiing with you guys for the weekend.
All right. Well, honey, let me stop you for a minute. Everybody loves you. Everybody wants to have a piece of you. why don't you figure out what you want to do and all of us will work around it. For example, you may want to go out with your friends, and so your mom can take you out maybe the day before. We can take you out the week after. Why don't you sit down and draw up a plan and let us know and let your mom know and let your friends know what makes you happy.
Yeah, but she doesn't understand. She just keeps going.
That's okay, honey. Your mom loves you, and she wants to feel like she's really important, and I think you're smart enough to make her feel important. And if canceling out on us occasionally is what you need to do, then we understand. I mean, you don't want to feel like you're a wishbone and your mom's got one leg and we've got the other and your head's going to pop off. So figure out, sit down, you know, maybe take a moment. You don't even have to think with me about it. And figure out what makes most sense to you.
I know she's going to call all her friends now and start talking trash about me.
What, that Lauren's saying that her mom's going to call and talk trash about her?
Yeah, to her.
Well, honey, that's okay. You call your friends and talk trash about her, so that's okay.
Okay.
See, look, you see that instead of getting... She's setting you up so that you can say bad things about her mother, and then she will go to her mother and say, Jessica said all these things, and she will keep it going because she's a pot stirrer. That's her job in life. That's how she feels that she will be important. She can't be as adorable as the 10-year-old. She can't be as smart as the older sib. So her way of making sure that people are paying attention to her at all times is to be a pot stirrer. And you've got to believe, Jess, that she goes to her mom and complains about you.
Sure.
Well, you know, that she and dad are fighting, or whenever I'm around, she tries to play lovey with dad, or that she really cares about her kid and she doesn't really care about me. I mean, it's just the nature. It's not even the nature of the beast. Part of it's the nature of her age, and she's really not acting like a 21-year-old. She's acting like a 15 or 16-year-old because she's had some issues, and she's a middle child and yada yada. So she's going to behave as a younger person than she chronologically is. So the deal here is to not engage her, to neither agree with her or disagree with her, but sort of ask her questions rather than make statements. So, for example, you know, what would you like to do is a much better question than, well, you can do, you know, you can do this or you can do that. Because if you say, well, you know, go with your mom, she's going to then say to her friends, well, Jessica didn't really care about me very much. I mean, so no matter what you suggest, it's not only that she's going to ignore it, it's that it's not the right answer. What we need to do is make this kid more self-reliant. And when she says, well, my mother's going to badmouth me, say, you badmouth her to your friends as well. In other words, to try and just be a voice of reason without either sermonizing or getting involved in her craziness. Because getting involved in her craziness, she'll report back. And again, you got to believe that she goes to her mom when she's not happy with you and says, oh, well, you know, she's a terrible cook, or, you know, I've told her I'm a vegetarian and she served pork chops, or, I mean, it's going to be something.
Yeah.
So the deal is, and I think this is one of those times where being stupid and cheerful, you can't do it specifically, but you can do it in your own head. You can sort of be amused by her rather than irritated by her. Because, she's very transparent. Once you get out of it, you can see. And I guarantee you, the next phone call, you're going to feel completely differently about it. Because her coin of the realm is to get you involved. When she hangs up that phone, she feels better, you feel worse. That's not helpful to either of you. So your job here is to remind yourself you're a grown-up, that she is a rather manipulative yet charming kid, and sort of talk about things you want to talk about. And one of the things that you can do to change everything is to call her and say, you know what, my 10-year-old wants to do this, and I figure you're the closest I have. You know, you're her big sister. What do you think? Because at that moment, you've made her the expert. You've made her, there's something positive. Because if we're not going to reinforce negative behavior, because that's not what you want to do here, then find something that will work for her positively. Or, you know, I'm going to a cocktail party and you're the one in the family who has the best fashion sense. Would you come shopping with me? Or if I send you two pictures of a dress, you tell me which you would work better. Or I'm thinking about a recipe. Do you think olive oil or avocado oil? I mean, give her, and calling her, which makes her feel important. It gives her a role that is not whiny. And it'll change the relationship. And it'll change how she perceives herself as well as how she perceives you.
I agree with you in what you've suggested. And I've done some of that, which but the conversations have obviously gone on a little bit longer. She also comes to me with any of her health issues because she does not want to divulge to her mother what's happening with her.
Give me an example.
So she has been diagnosed with a benign adenoma in her right breast. And it's being monitored, and she's being looked after by a physician. But she doesn't want to tell her mother.
Why not?
She's afraid of what her mother... I asked her that, and she said, I don't want to fight with her. She's going to give me a lecture.
About what?
Because her mother is a nurse, so therefore she is she just feels that her mother overreacts to everything, and that everything is fight, so she can't speak.
But rather than letting her make those global statements, what would the fight be about? What is she conceptualizing the fight about?
The fight would be about the fact that, you know, you caused this, meaning her, she caused it herself, and she would ask her more questions.
How could you cause benign adenoma for yourself?
I don't know.
Jessica,
mind.
Be careful. You don't want to get sucked into this, because then think about what the situation really is if you step back from it. At some point, she's going to tell her mother, and her mother's going to say, why didn't you tell me? And she said, I told Jessica.
And then
she's going to come to you and say, why didn't you tell me? You know, if this happened to your kid and your kid told me and not you. So
it comes down to, Dr. Joy, being able to say, being a 21-year-old, and I understand that when you say she's maybe not mature enough emotionally, then, you know, I have no... And this is where I...
Well, but Jessica, what you can say is, I can't keep that kind of secret. Either you need to tell your mom, or I'm going to wipe it from my memory beds, because I want to help you, but I don't want to feel that I'm betraying your mom. Think about it. Let me put you on hold. Jane, I'll be back to you in just a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.